Blog Talk Radio.
This is the national premiere Soccer League show hosted by Daniel Feuerstein, the show dedicated to the NPSL clubs and the fans. Your host, Daniel Feuerstein.
Good evening, NPSL soccer fans, and welcome to the Feuerstein's Fire American Soccer Show as we now talk about the NPSL teams going into the opening round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup in the brand new 2024 edition. Once again, my name is Daniel Feuerstein here. This is the NPSL Soccer Show on the Feuerstein's Fire American Soccer Show as we get ready to talk about these clubs who have qualified through the NPSL playoffs. And it should be a fun one. Yes, a fun one, ladies and gentlemen, as once again, these clubs coming in big time to talk about what's going on with their clubs involved in the Open Cup through the National Premier Soccer League. Joining me right now, the gentleman is the owner of Tulsa Athletic. He is the numero uno head honcho of the club, and that is Mr. Sonny D'Alessandro. Sonny, welcome back, and how are you, sir?
My guy. I'm glad to be on. Thank you for having me. I'm doing well. I've been on the mower all day long. I've taken to a cowboy hat this offseason. Things are good. Things are good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and I have to ask you, how is it since the giant bling that you won last year at the end of that NPSL season that allows you to come into the Open Cup once again?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I feel like we're just kind of like supercharged. I think the thing that happens sometimes is success can breed complacency. And for me on a personal level, can't speak for the boys who lace them up and go do the thing out there. But, that couldn't be further from the case. I'm ready to get stuck in and get things ready to rock and roll and get running again. So does that guarantee a repeat of everything? Absolutely not. But, the motivational side of things is there 100%. So I'm locked and loaded. I think the boys are too. The technical staff's ready to go. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. But yeah, feels good to have a whole bunch of trophies. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it all. I have to ask you though. I know last year you had that special Open Cup jersey with a bunch of former champions on it on the front and the back. And I'm just curious to know, will that be brought back for the 2024 edition?
God, I love that jersey. I thought it was one of the coolest jerseys in the country last year. No, we're going to go kind of straight up. We made a lot of noise last year. We did the thing this year. I think this year is going to be a little bit more of a blue collar effort. Not that that has anything to do with a shirt, but I think that shirt garnered a lot of attention, and that's great. It was cool. It said Pro Rel for USA on the front. People love that. Had a picture of the old Dewar's trophy, what originally was to start. That was on the front of the jersey. But no, we're just going to go white jersey, yellow shorts, yellow socks on Tuesday and dig in and go to war.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you always do it there, Sonny. Always do it the old-fashioned way. You got to go in hard. Absolutely. You know, okay. As we look at your road into last year's Open Cup, obviously, so I want to recap that if you don't mind. That opening round against Brazos Valley Cavalry FC, that was a 1-0 victory from your boys at home. And, whenever you take on an opposition from a different league, what does that mean for you and your coaching staff and how you're able to handle these Open Cup matchups?
I think that we're all like, I think our club's philosophy is respect all, fear none. So coming into it, we don't really care what league you came from. The fact that you're there on sporting merit means that there's quality in your side. So we're going to be really not cautious, but like I said, we respect any opponent across from us when the ref blows the whistle. Last year, in a weird way, we almost got caught not doing that because they showed up with, I think, 11 players. You know, they didn't have college guys. It's not a real – Brazos Valley isn't known for being like a hotbed of local talent. So I think our guys kind of marked that one down as, well, we're moving on to the next round. We already knew that FC Tulsa was in the second round and that we would be hosting that match if it came to fruition. So I think we sort of got ahead of ourselves and underestimated an opponent and just had a really slow, sloppy performance, missed two penalty kicks. They weren't a great side, but on the night, really, either were we. And we got away with it. You know, sometimes in sport, being able to win ugly is imperative to being successful. And that's exactly what that night was last year, was just kind of a sluggish, sloppy first round that we were lucky to get through. They had a couple little half chances late, but Bryson Reed in goal did his thing, and on to the second round we go.
Absolutely. And, of course, that's the Tulsa Derby you had over there against FC Tulsa, yeah. VSL Championship. That must have been probably the biggest game that Tulsa's ever seen in their lives.
Yeah. Well, we had, you know, we played them the year before. We played them in 2022. And we played them at their place. They went up 2-0 after, 15 or 20 minutes. So we were a little shell-shocked. And we kind of hung around the game and scored a goal about the 77th minute to make it 2-1. And we actually had a couple little half chances late that would have equalized. And we left, I think the majority of the club left that game. It was at their place downtown. I think the majority of the club left that game thinking that we had given a pretty good account. I'm proud of the effort. So when the opportunity came around last year in 2023, you know, the first thing we wanted to do was learn from our mistakes, which was just don't get jumped on early. The stage, I think, was a little bit new to some players, you know, playing a professional team in their stadium in 2022, I think got in the heads of a few players, and it was just a poor start. So, you know, they were at our place, and, you know, I want to say it too, like, it's tricky for pro clubs. They've got a match at the weekend. A lot of times they're coming off of a match that's been played on the prior weekend. So you're looking at guys that don't always play together. And yeah, we came out, and if we were sluggish and sloppy in game one, we were extremely, extremely focused and sharp in game two. And maybe the extra time thinking about the second round and getting away with it led to that sharpness, but our boys were prepared, and the effort that they put in on that night was, you know, probably a top three, top two, maybe the best effort we've had in a match since we've been a club. And I think even watching the game back, I think you would say that the result was deserved. We had a couple of good chances. Their keeper made a couple of good saves, and they really didn't have many clear cut chances. So just a Herculean effort and a really, really special night for those people who've been supporters of the club, followers of the club over the last 10 or 11 years. You know, we were the first team in the market, and when a pro team came, it was not ideal because we had aspirations and we sort of had to table that. And then they sort of wouldn't play us originally. And when the new owners took over, they're great. And we like them. We get along with them really well. But, you know, we had never played them so until 2022. So for our guys to go out and put out that effort and get the result that moves us past them and wins the derby on our home grounds, you know, I still get goosebumps thinking about all the fans storming the field just because of how much it means to them. So you see it all over the globe in this beautiful game. But when it happens to you, man, it's just extra special. Hello?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
As I was saying, and of course, in that third round, you had that unfortunate loss to Sporting Kansas City in the third
Never
round of the
them.
Open Cup last year. Never heard of them. Maybe not, but still, though, that was tough to, you know, swallow. But then again, you know, you're taking on one of the top teams in MLS at that time, of course. So, it was a tough one to swallow, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they got a payroll that's probably, you know, in the millions and millions of dollars, and I got some substitute teachers out there and some people that, you know, changing tires and working a half day before they show up at the field. So, you know, after 15 minutes, 0-0, we're on the penalty spot with a chance to go up 1-0, and I sort of pinching myself, thinking, what world is this? And unfortunately, the goalkeeper makes a big save, and they end up running out 3-0 winners. But I think I was as proud of the club on that night as I was against the FC Tulsa match, you know, to go into that atmosphere, to give an account of themselves the way that they did, you know, just bulging with pride, the way the boys bonded together, fought for each other. You know, there's levels to this. You know that. I know that. So when you step up in class that much, and your boys still go in there and they fight for every inch, every blade of grass on that pitch, you know, there is no disappointment. It could have been 10-0, and I would have given them each a hug after the game and just let them know how much that effort meant to the club. They were brilliant on the night, and it was an incredible experience.
No, it really, really was. And, you know, that's a great experience to have, you know, for you and your boys out there. And, of course, they did a bang-up job. And now they have a big test coming their way. And that is, of course, your first-round opponent for 2024, Northern Colorado Hailstorm from USL League One. What do you think the challenge will be? And do you also believe that since winning the NPSL championship last year, does that now give an added advantage for this upcoming season, especially starting in the Open Cup?
Oh, you know, I probably not. I'd say if anything, there is no more flying under the radar. They're a really, really good side. And I think the one thing about this game is in another year, both teams might be able to fly under the radar as these sneaky little giant killers. But I think that the gig is up for us, and, you know, they beat Real Salt Lake in, I think, 2022, and I think it was 1-1 at halftime with Colorado Rapids last year. So, you know, they're known for getting some big results. They love the romance of the cup just as much as we do, and, you know, they clearly have the personnel to make a dent and are a really tough out. But, it's gonna be a difficult game. We watched them against Lexington. We're familiar with some of their players. You know, it's real early in their season, so they're going to be looking for some chemistry, and our season hasn't even started yet. So we've had a few scrimmages, and the boys look sharp, and we like where we're at in the process. I think we're probably a little bit better on the field on paper than we were last year, so that's always good, but games never played on paper, so we're looking forward to the challenge, looking forward to getting them in. They're going to be fit. They're from Colorado. They train at altitude. I mean, they're professionals. They train every day. It's their job. It's going to be a good level. Our boys are going to have to be up for the challenge. And hopefully, you know, at our venue, we drag them into deep water and see what they're made of, and hopefully squeak out of there with the result. Or just, again, you know, at our level for what we do, it's, I don't want to say it's less results and more performances, but we just want the guys to go out, and we have guys that have professional aspirations, so we want them to go out, give a good account of themselves, do the badge proud, and if it creates some opportunities for them to extend their career at the next level, then job done. And, you know, if the soccer gods smile down kindly on us and the ball rolls our way, wonderful. We're prepared for that, and we're prepared to take on all comers, MLS, USL Championship, USL 1, USL 2, whoever. So, yeah, we're willing and ready to go.
Absolutely, and I can't wait to see what you guys are going to do this upcoming Open Cup run. It should be fun. It should be exciting. Sonny, as always, thank you very much for joining me tonight. Good luck in the round one, and have a good night, my friend. Thank you so much.
My man, always a pleasure. Thanks for doing what you do.
No problem at all. Ladies and gentlemen, Sonny D'Alessandro, owner of Tulsa Athletic, as they get ready for their first round matchup in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. My next guest, of course, this gentleman is the general manager of FC Motown in Morristown, New Jersey, Gregory Irwin, joining me tonight. Gregory, welcome back, and how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you? How's everything?
Going very well, very well. Well, back into the Open Cup this year once again. As always, it's always fun to see FC Motown making any runs possible to get into a deep run, especially for this upcoming 2024 season.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think it's even more unique and more special this year for not just ourselves, but a lot of teams who have the predominant amount of time in our summer schedule. We don't have to wait, you know, 2-3 rounds to be able to have our chance to take on a professional team. We get it in the opening round.
Exactly. And I guess I shouldn't say how weird it's going to be, because you will be facing the New York Red Bulls 2 team that plays in MLS Next Pro this time around. But at the same time, they're not that far away at all. Morristown is not far from Harrison or from Montclair. I know you play some of your games sometimes at University of Montclair's soccer field as well. What's that challenge going to be like for Motown to take on some of the up-and-comers of the New York Red Bulls?
So we're going to be taking on NYCFC too, not their Husky
River
rival. Oh, I apologize.
I'm sorry. That's my fault.
No, it's okay. Yeah, they're you know, it's great. We have a good relationship with both tracks, right? We have a good relationship with New York Red Bulls, their academy, their second team into their MLS team, as well as, you know, a relationship that we're growing with NYCFC, their academy, their second team and their first team. So for us, it's, you know, getting the opportunity to take on a great opponent, an organization that puts together a really clean package, team representatives from them that have been really stellar. So it's, you know, we're excited.
Absolutely, and it should be a lot of fun going against some of the best of New York City FC's talent. But just to recap last year's edition, obviously, unfortunately, for your side, you fell to Manhattan SC in extra time. But what type of a battle was that for your club last year when you went over to Riverdale, New York, in the Bronx area?
So I think what's the beauty of the Open Cup, you know, in this format is really it's the unknown, right? Cup games always provide a challenge. But additionally, right, you're not into the full swing of the season. Some guys, you know, you don't have maybe all the talent you want. The other team is you know, putting together what they can do in the winter, spring months. You know, it's great to be a part of the Open Cup. The games are very lively, regardless of, you know, if it's the level on paper is the same. It always battles out in the game. So we're up for a great challenge this year again. The club's been in the Open Cup for several years in a row now, and we're looking to, you know, go one game at a time this year.
Absolutely. I believe last year was Gideon Baugh who was your head coach. Has he remained, or did you get somebody new?
So, no, at this time the club, we're with Dilly Duca. Dilly's a Morris County legend, spent time in the MLS with New York Red Bulls, Chicago Fire, the Columbus Crew, had spent time over in Europe. In between his playing days and the professional level, Dilly was also a player for us. He was the mainstay in that 2018 team that went on to play in the NPSL National Final that year, and he scored goals himself in that open cup run back in 2018. So Dilly is going to be at the helm for us.
Absolutely, and that should be a fun one to see what Dilly Duca is going to do. What have you seen so far from the players, how they've adapted to Dilly's coaching abilities?
Yeah, so I think it's unique, right, when you have you have someone who's been in the club. They know kind of the environment the club puts itself in, the surrounding environment of the players and pool we get talent from. So I think the so far the guys have been, you know, receptive, and, you know, we've had a few games in preseason, and, you know, we're pushing forward, and we're happy with what 2024 has already given us. So.
No, absolutely, and it should be a fun one. I know FC Motown has had several times you've been in the Open Cup. You've qualified for the Open Cup. You've had a couple of strong runs here and there. What makes you so proud to be a part of this tournament every time the club qualifies for it?
I think it's, you know, as I mentioned earlier on, for so many, you know, teams at our level in the pyramid, or even teams that are, you know, in the third level, the second level, they always want the opportunity to be able to play against a professional side of a higher level. And, you know, getting results during the season gives us that opportunity. And this year is even more unique and more exciting that we don't have to push it through a first round, a second round to get to a professional side. We're lucky enough to get it in the first round. And that's what's really unique about the Open Cup. It's teams, again, getting the opportunity to play against other clubs that may be a level up above you.
No, absolutely. And I think that's a great thing to get it right off the bat. And we'll see what happens moving forward into that opening round when we get over there during this coming week. What favorite memories do you have with the club, watching them in the Open Cup? Some of the victories that comes to mind for FC Motown when they are going on a big run here in this tournament?
Yeah, so I think, you know, obviously in 2022 we were fortunate, and the ball bounced our way to have a good cup run, right? We had a crazy, you know, two games in our first round. We were able to have a very solid second round game, and it gave us the opportunity to, you know, have the guys travel up to Rochester, New York, go to penalties with the professional side then. You know, it's really for the guys themselves. Some of them are, you know, looking for that next contract, and they're free agents with us. Others have, you know, played their professional days, and those days are behind them. And others, you know, are, you know, former college athletes that this is the big push that they're going for. So, you know, it's really for the guys to be able to, you know, show, especially to their neighbors, their former collegiate professional teammates, that they still have the ability in them, and this is how they get to do it. This is how they get to continue to do it.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true, and hopefully. Who are some of the most exciting players that are going to be playing for FC Motown during this tournament and, of course, for the upcoming season?
Yeah, so continuing to have players like Jean Voltaire, who's been a mainstay with the club for so many years. Another one, Mike DeFond, who's had his experience in the MLS, in the USL, over in Europe. Again, I can't say it enough, having, you know, someone with the experience of Dilly on the sidelines, who have done his playing days, especially with the club, and now getting the opportunity to do it, you know, with us now. So those are kind of the big names that jump to mind for what we're excited for this Open Cup and then going forward.
That's going to be exciting. And with all the changes going on with, you know, some of these teams are coming in, you know, new expansion teams coming in, what is going to be exciting for this club moving forward in this 2024 season?
You know, I think, and it doesn't get publicized enough, how great the NPSL brand is. There's a fantastic leadership team, people who are incredibly, incredibly resourceful, always, you know, a hand in there, whether it's getting us ready for the Open Cup from logistics standpoint, or, you know, registration standpoint, to even making sure all things are tidy and well received and well taken care of before the NPSL season. So, you know, kudos goes off to the NPSL brand that we worked with. And this is, you know, the club has been part of that family for many years. And we're really happy to continue pushing forward in the NPSL. It's great talent wise, you know, throughout the country. And we're happy to, you know, be able to push forward in a really strong conference in the East region as well.
Absolutely. And, of course, the majority will be mostly from New Jersey. You'll be taking on Jackson Lions. You'll be taking on FC Monmouth, Atlantic City FC. And you'll take two trips to Pennsylvania to take on the Philadelphia Union's developmental squad. And, of course, Westchester United Predators. What is it about these teams that you know you're going to be in a dogfight in this Keystone East Conference?
Right. I think you're getting a mix of a lot of different things at a high level, whether it's, you know, the Philadelphia Union's group that are, really, you know, one of the forefronts of the MLS academies, and putting together talents that, you know, are going to be pushing out not only, you know, stateside domestically, but some of the great talents that are going, that are getting sent out all over the world. And then you have, you know, really, really strong leadership and coaching and a really strong pipeline that Blaise Santangelo has had for a number of years out of Westchester, and that's another great push we'll have there. And then you have the Jersey side. You know, we know Jackson well, we know Monmouth well, we know AC well. These are, you know, New Jersey is really a hotbed for playing at the collegiate, at the youth, at the semi-pro, and then at the professional level. So having, you know, great clubs around us only raises the level and makes it an exciting summer.
Very true. Very, very true. And it should be a fun one once again in this 2024 MPSL season. Obviously, we all know that Tulsa Athletic won the championship last year. I know there was, as you said, there was that big run that Dilly Duca was a part of a long time ago, back in 2018, against, of course, then Miami FC 2. What are the hopes and dreams here to see this club get to that NPSL championship? And, of course, hopefully maybe a double with the Open Cup if it does come to that fruition.
Yeah, I think, right, like all clubs, and Sonny was on just before, he's an amazing partner, and we were lucky enough to have a great game against him a few years back now. And his club was incredibly strong and had a really good run, not only starting the season in an Open Cup run, but winning the MPSL championship. The awesome outcome is always to, you know, kind of lift that silverware and have a finish the season with a win. For us, it's day by day. Quite literally getting guys out to training when we can get training based on their work schedules and based on, you know, those logistics. But for now, we're focused in on the Open Cup before we're even thinking about the NPSL season. That's just how we build, and that's how we've done it the last few years.
Absolutely. Everything's going great. Everything's going good. So you'll be playing most of your games where this year? Still at Drew University, or is it going to be at Montclair? Where are you going to be playing your games this year?
So the majority of our home games are going to be at Drew University. We'll have one home game at Montclair State, and then our Open Cup game is going to be this Thursday, 7:30 p.m. kickoff at Montclair State University. The New York Red Bulls will play on Wednesday night, and then we'll finish it up and play on Thursday night. So it's we invite everyone to come out. The link is on our website. Don't hesitate to cheer on your local community team.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be exciting. I know it's going to be a big, big battle against the blue side of New York, against FC Motown, one of the best in New Jersey, obviously. I remember being at that final against Miami FC 2. That was absolutely a fun time. And all I can say is I hope you'll get to a final sometime this year, Gregory. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you. And like I said, best of luck to all the NPSL teams that are pushing forward. It's a great opportunity we get afforded. Best of luck as well to other amateur teams pushing forward. It's, you know, the really special time of the year where, like I said earlier, you get a chance to see your neighbors and, you know, the people you see day to day have a chance to play and lace up against professionals and have wide viewing audiences. So it's really a special time.
Yep, it really, really is, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen there for you guys on Thursday night. Anyway, Gregory, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. Good luck this year in the Open Cup as well as the new 2024 MPSL season, and hopefully it's another big run for the club.
Thank you. Take care. All the best.
Thank you. You too. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the general manager of FC Motown, Gregory Irwin, joining me tonight as we move on here on this special MPSL soccer show, the first new soccer show of the MPSL, the National Premier Soccer League, in 2024, as we preview all these clubs playing in the 2024 U.S. Open Cup. And, of course, we will continue on very soon as my next guest joining me will be coming from the state of Pennsylvania. Of course, he is the head coach and sporting director of Westchester United And he is the one and only Blaze Santangelo, as we await for him to give us the call to talk to us and talk about, of course, this club that's been around for a very, very long time, talking about the Open Cup as his team has been qualifying for it, different stages of it, or shall I say, one of those top clubs, ladies and gentlemen, that goes in there and finds a way to get in there and absolutely comes in big every single time that they get an opportunity to play in the Open Cup. And just waiting for Mr. Blaze Santangelo to call in, as we can talk about their club moving in. They're going to be taking on Maryland Bobcats of the NISA League, which would be the National Independent Soccer Association. And once again, you know, Westchester United is just one of those clubs that I remember all the time when they are a part of the Open Cup, or at least part of American soccer fabric in the amateur leagues or in the under 23 leagues, like what the NPSL does, also like what USL League 2 does. They do a lot of great things. They do a lot of wonderful things for the state of Pennsylvania, of course, in Westchester, Pennsylvania, that's near the Philadelphia area. They always get a ton of talented players moving over there to get a taste of what it means to be part of something special. And they always do a lot of good things. So we'll just hopefully talk more about that when Mr. Santangelo gives us a phone call as we get ready for him to come on and join us. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, the 2024 U.S. Open Cup, it's still a little difficult when you're only going to have 8 MLS sides involved in this, even though the Houston Dynamo will be one of those 8 sides that will defend their championship. So we'll see what they do. But, you know, you'd like to think that, you know, a team like Westchester United would at least have a dream of facing them if they ever get that opportunity. But you never know, somewhere down the line, it's possibly. But at the same time, you know, if you think about these clubs in the lower levels, they would at least get a fair shot at possibly winning that Lamar Hunt Trophy. Less MLS clubs, maybe a better opportunity. And we'll see what happens moving forward. But once again, this is going to be huge. This is going to be big. It's going to be a lot riding on the line. And, of course, during this upcoming season in the Keystone West Conference, they're going to take on some pretty tough customers. Once again, Electric City Shock, First State FC out of Delaware, and from Pennsylvania, of course, there's Hershey FC, the Pennsylvania Classics, and the Philadelphia Ukrainian Nationals. Without a doubt, this is going to be exciting, and this is going to be a lot of fun. And so we shall see. And all you can do is hopefully go in there and find a way. There we go. And now we have on Mr. Blaze Santangelo from Westchester United Predators. Blaze, welcome to the show, and how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing very well. Thank you for calling in. And how exciting is it to be back in the Open Cup once again, this time in 2024?
It's great. We, we use the national track to qualify through our 2023 MPSL successful season, making it to the national semifinal and winning Region 1, so that was exciting. You know, I think this is the fifth or sixth time we've qualified, so we like playing in the tournament, having something to look forward to, especially early spring, and, you know, getting the draw of the Maryland Bobcats is nice because we've never played that organization. This is one of the things that we do like to, it seems like every year we get a different draw, which, you know, sometimes you get used to playing the same teams over and over, but it'll be a new experience for us to host the Anissa Pro team. And, you know, we're just trying to get Philly Soccer to come out and support us, and not only us, but our friends over at VE, Rob Oldfield and that gang, who, you know, we play a lot of ball against and have a lot of respect for. They're part of this Philly community as well, and both teams get to host pro teams as they have the independents coming in. So we're trying to get everybody fired up for amateur soccer and the U.S. Open Cup this week.
Absolutely, and it should be a lot of fun this upcoming week for you guys, taking on a team like Maryland Bobcats. They look pretty good in their first Open Cup tournament last year, and I know that they had a pretty good run. What have you seen some of those past games? Were you able to get video and scout them to see what they're able to do?
We are working on that. I know they're going to be a very fit athletic squad. The field that we play on is a little tight. It's like 110 by 70, so it's a little tight, but we play a lot of matches there in the USL too, and NPSL, and some of our other cup games. So I think it's going to be, you know, the first 10, 20 minutes, we'll be feeling them out and seeing where they what they have and where they're going to be dangerous, and then just try to play our pressing style of ball defensively and, you know, look to move the ball quickly and change point of attack quite a bit to see if we can get them on the back heels. And, you know, it's really a celebration of the game. Talking to Rob Oldfield at BE, we're just saying, like, you know, when you play a pro team and you're an amateur team, you just want to put on a good show, be competitive. And, you know, if you can survive and get to the second round, that's a bonus. But really it's for the community and it's for being part of history and, you know, being in the 110th running of the tournament that we're really looking forward to. And I'm sure they're going to be good. And we've had, you know, we have a lot of kids that are been out on trials and trying to get pro contracts. So some of them have gotten them. Some of them are still here. So this will be a big event for them. And we're looking forward to, you know, giving a good effort and good show.
No, absolutely, and it's going to be a lot of fun seeing what you guys are going to do against them. You know, when we talk about the Open Cup here, you know, what gets the juices flowing for you? What does it mean to you to get your guys ready? And, of course, you know, for yourself as well, because it's one and done, and you got to hope that you can move on into the next round when you get that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I just am happy to be part of history. You know, we've had in our area Bethlehem Steel over the years that have won this, you know, in the 20s and 30s. I think they won it many times. And, you know, the Ukrainian Nationals have won it many times. And in the 60s, my high school coach, Alex Eli, was part of that and was one of the best players in the country at the time. And I just think that the tradition part of it is really, me personally, I just love that. I'm just happy to be part of history. As far as our kids are concerned, you know, these guys are working hard. They want to, a lot of them aspire to play pro, or if they don't have pro aspirations, they have great jobs, and they just want to stay in the game and celebrate the game and have a good competitive match, you know, every week. So this is just one more of those. I don't think the pressure is on us. I think the pressure is on the pro side when you're going up against an amateur team, just from an optics point of view. But, you know, to have a home game, we're just looking to fill the place. And, you know, we have a hill behind one of our goals. We put out there, fill the hill. We have a lot of, like, standing room only back there, which is pretty cool. And we're working on trying to get some of the Sons of Ben to help out as well. They're the Philly supporting group, Philly Union supporting group. So we're trying to get them to support both of the matches this week, ours and VE's. So, yeah, I think the kids just know that there's opportunity. And we have a kid that flew in, that played at Stanford and was with Portland Timbers. He wanted to play in the match because he's still trying to get a contract and, you know, flew 3,000 miles to start training with us and get ready for the event. So, you know, for some kids, it might be an opportunity to get a pro contract. For other guys, it's just an opportunity to play in front of their family in a cool event that is going to be, you know, has national recognition.
Now, if I can ask you this, the people that come to your games, to support your games, what does it mean to them? What do they tell you when they get ready for these Open Cup games against some of I shouldn't say the high-powered teams yet, because you're taking on some of these teams in the lower levels, but still, though, just above you. What was it like to hear from the fans about these cup games that you're ready to go with?
So in 2016, it was our first time in the U.S. Open Cup. We hosted a second round match against the Harrisburg City Islanders. And because Harrisburg's only, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours from here, we were able to draw close to 3,000 people into a very small venue. And it was like the coolest soccer thing that had happened. The Union had just started, well, a few years previous, but nothing like this had happened, like, for an amateur club in quite a while. You know, some of the United German Hungarians in the 90s, they had some runs like this, and VE had a run. But it was magical. I mean, you know, it was like a night where all the youth clubs united and came and supported us. So we're hoping that there's some of that. Penn Fusion Soccer Academy, they're like our youth club. We're the adult arm of that club under the Westchester badge. And, you know, they'll be supporting it. And I think we'll see a lot of kids from multiple clubs in the area to come and support it. And like I said, it's a celebration of the game. You know, it's at YSC Sports, which is where the Philadelphia Union for 13, 14 years had their academy. They now moved down to Chester near Subaru Park. So it's the first year that they're out of this venue. They left in September. But there's a lot of other soccer clubs that now train at this place, YSC Sports, and it's a kind of quaint and unique tight space and venue for the fans as well. So you'll feel like you're right on the field.
Absolutely. Who should we be looking out for this upcoming NPSL season that's going to be really spectacular for your club?
So we have a USL 2 team, and that's where a lot of our top players play. Guys that, when I say top players, they're guys that are trying to get to the next level. Top college players that we believe are going to be, you know, pro prospects. Sometimes we have the luxury of having that team, and then we have the NPSL team. And so that NPSL team was a mix of guys that we dual rostered out of the USL 2, but also the guys that play all year round for us in what we call our Westchester Majors. They play in all the state cups and fall and spring in the USL PA. And so it's a good mix of old and younger top players. So we expect to be strong again there. And then we just recently added a second NPSL team, which we call WC Predators. We took over Torch FC's membership, and we have a whole another group of under 23 players that came in. They're like D3, D2 college players that maybe didn't make the USL team or the previous NPSL team. They used to just play in matches that, you know, friendly matches before these other games. So now we have a home for them. And I think last year we had 120 to 130 college kids in that come in through the summer. So we have a huge summer program, and then you're always graduating kids. So, you know, we should be pretty successful moving forward year in and year out.
All right, Blaze, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. Good luck in your first-round matchup against the Maryland Bobcats, and have a good night, sir. Thank you once again.
Great speaking. Thank you again.
Thank you. Blaze Santangelo, he is the head coach and sporting director of Westchester United. And now we go from the eastern part of Pennsylvania to the western part of Pennsylvania. For the first time ever, Steel City FC, of course, formerly they were Pittsburgh Hotspurs, but first time as Steel City FC, they are in the U.S. Open Cup. Joining me right now, it is the head coach of Steel City, Mr. Dan Brower, and the owner, Tom Ovenden, will be joining us tonight as well. Tom, we're going to go to you first. Good evening, sir. How exciting is it for you as the owner of the club to finally see your team, your boys, going into the Open Cup?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an amazing event, spectacle for the club and everything that we've been trying to do. And Dan is part of the club that we merged with to make this all possible. This is the first step in many, many chapters that we're going to write, but we're really excited to, be able to take part in the Open Cup. I feel like we're a bit ahead of schedule. This was all our goal to get to qualify for this event. So Dan, has done an unbelievable job with the squad, and now it's time to, get it done this week.
Dan, when your boys qualified to get to the Open Cup in the playoffs last year, what was that for you personally as well as for the boys?
Oh, it was a great achievement. Great achievement for the club. Like Thomas said, we're ahead of the schedule a bit. And for those who's just icing on the cake, I mean, we had a couple local rivals, Cleveland FC or SC is, that soccer club is always – been a competitor, and they've had numerous opportunities and experience with in the U.S. Open Cup in the past, and they've won, our conference for many years in a row. So we had to get over that hurdle. And then once we got over that hurdle, we had to get past Michigan as well. There's just so many good quality sides in our conference. So it was a major achievement for our club. And we're looking forward to seeing what we can do here in the cup. It's a different team, though, as you know. It's a different team, NCAA rules. It's a head-scratcher, but some of these guys that, they cannot participate because they're Division I players in the cup run. So it gives us a chance to really look to see, how effective can our academy be. And we have a wonderful academy and great support underneath our first team, but we have a wonderful pyramidal structure that Tomo and our club officials are about, and rightfully so. So we have an opportunity to mix young and old, come Thursday when we play Michigan Stars. We'll have two 15-year-olds on the team and probably a 34, 35-year-old player on the team. So it's a nice mix.
Yes, it is. Tom, if I can ask you this. What was that run by the Pittsburgh Riverhounds meant to you and maybe giving you and, of course, the club that hope and dream of making a run like how Pittsburgh did going from the second round all the way to the quarterfinals?
Yeah, I mean, that is the one bit about this competition, the real culture of the competition, the history of the competition in America that is exciting. We're big pro-rel guys and, coming over here and starting – the pyramid that we've started here in Pittsburgh and unifying this like northeast pocket of Pittsburgh has been really, exciting and just to bring it all together now and have a chance to move on like the Hounds did. And, obviously all the politics that's gone on with the Open Cup is a little bit sad. We were hoping to maybe get a couple of the big guns in the second round. But we're going to have to, move on. And, we've definitely got a few aces up our sleeves. Dan's done an unbelievable job with the squad. And for me personally, seeing the squad getting made up of the academy players is everything that I've dreamed of. Just because, back in Yeovil, where I grew up, When I was in the youth team there, that was a big push. That when one of our managers came in and gave youth a chance, and you give them a chance, they can really step up. And particularly over here with a lot of the gatekeeper leagues and things like that, a lot of these kids don't get a chance, and I think it's now a chance for these kids to step up and take part. So I'm super pumped as the owner of it, and just to watch what Dan's going to get going. And we've got 1,000 tickets sold so far, so we're ready to roll.
Absolutely, it should be a fun one. And Dan, as you've already said, Michigan Stars will be the club's first opponent in the opening round. What is it about them that concerns you? What do you think your guys can do to knock them out and maybe move on to the next round? If you don't want to, I'm not asking you to divulge the complete secret sauce, but what do you think you need to be aware of from Michigan Stars, and what do you think you can do against them?
Yeah, I mean, Michigan Stars, one of the things that concerns me is that these guys play, year-round with one another. I mean, I know that it's a brand-new team every year, but these guys, they understand, their coaching staff, and they understand each other, and they have a culture. And we do as well, but, these guys are playing year-round, and they have a longer training calendar than we would, but we've been at it. We've been at it for a while. We have our academy, like I said, so we've been able to maybe close the gap a bit when it comes to preparing for, a professional side like Michigan Stars. They have a big boy up front, and they have some pace. They're winners. There's no doubt about it. Michigan Stars has, won in the past. They've won in different leagues. They've had success. So, it's a difficult challenge for us, but something that we're looking forward to for sure. And it's a matter of playing a full 90 minutes, getting out early, and playing strong and on the front foot, and of course we have some a nice roster, and I think we'll be able to play for 90 minutes and provide something that is inspirational to the people that are there, and the academy players that are there, and the families that are there. I think soccer is about, inspiring the young, inspiring the old as well, and hopefully we'll give them something to cheer about on Thursday.
Absolutely, and it should be a lot of fun, of course. And if I can just go back to Tom here for a moment, and Tom, what's it going to be like on that first match at your place? Watching them, having the city behind you, going for it, trying to maybe make that next step into the next round. Hopefully, a Pittsburgh Derby could be in the future here in the next round, depending on who you're going to face in that next round draw.
Yeah, we're taking the game to Pittsfield at the Ambrose Urbanics Field, so that's a new field to us. But we wanted a real venue, Pittsburgh, proper venue. Where we play our summer league isn't quite up to the level of what we need. So we're bringing it to that field. So we're excited to put that show on there. And, it's really going to be an incredible day for everyone, really. We're just really excited about it.
Yep, it should be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. And Dan, if I can just ask you this, obviously with this very soon, this brand new season is going to get underway, Great Lakes Conference, tons of big time clubs, like you said, Cleveland, Akron, Erie, Flower City now joining your conference along with Michigan Rangers, Niagara, 1812, brand new club coming in, Southern Indiana. Guardians as well coming in. How exciting is it to face some of these newer opponents, but at the same time, how dangerous is this conference?
It's dangerous. Yeah, it's exciting, and we're up for it. We're up for it for sure. But, like you said, there's just a ton of talent, quality, experience. I mean, all these guys that you just listed can play. They have great organizations. The MPSL we want to represent them well at the Cup, and we're looking forward to another MPSL season. I mean, we got to go to Flower City, Flower City comes into us, I believe, the first two matches. We're looking forward to getting up there and checking out their stadium. And they're a bunch of winners, just like Cleveland, just like Rangers, just like Akron and Erie and the whole lot, the new clubs that came in as well. I mean, we're it's going to be a challenge, but we believe that we're in a point with the club that you know, we've been able to attract some of the best players in and around the area. We have wonderful schools, wonderful universities. We have a club underneath us. You know, this is our time to shine, and we're looking forward to putting some good football out there for the summer and hoping that our fans are, again, inspired by the way that we play, and we hope that our young kids are inspired by the way that we play as well.
Absolutely. And, of course, Tom, if I can ask you, if you've watched the Open Cup from a distance or from the past, of course, or, you know, some of your favorite clubs and other, I guess, FA Cup competitions, you know, what were some of those big memories that comes to mind?
Yeah, I mean, like the giant killings are always the exciting one. And, you know, just the different venues that you see along the way. That's what I think is so great about it. And just, you know, it gives everyone just that little bit of insight into the different levels, you know, and that, you know, without the, you know, all the teams and the base, you know, obviously with ProRel not being over here, doesn't mean the levels don't exist. They're just not truly connected other than, you know, money. But, you know, that's what the nice thing about the Open Cup is that it gives a platform for everyone to see, oh, there's more to American soccer than just the MLS, and there's levels and layers beneath it, and there's a lot of really talented players over here, and we just got to put that on a spectacle, really. You know, we've had, you know, 15 and 16 year old lads come into these teams over the last few summers and just done an unbelievable job, so to see that now on this stage is just extremely exciting, and I think our boys are going to be able to step up and you know, give something special for, you know, for that night. And whatever way it goes, it's going to be, a win. You know, it's a win-win for us, really, because, you know, we're battling with the big boys, and you know, we'll put our best foot forward. So I'm excited for it, for sure.
Hear, hear.
Yep, it should be. Yep, absolutely. Hear, hear. And also, just to ask you, Dan, what other memories do you remember of the Open Cup? Maybe as a fan, maybe you used to play in the Open Cup as, you know, some of these lower division teams were involved with. What reminds you about, you know, something magical about the Open Cup?
Yeah, I mean, we just watched film today on the U.S. Open Cup final last year. I mean, we watched Houston with their counter, and we watched, you know, Miami go down 2-0, and we watched, you know, some great goals and some exciting plays, and we watched, you know, Ben Olsen and these guys celebrating at the final whistle. And it meant so much to an MLS team to win the Cup. It's a huge competition. It's 110th year of the competition. You just don't see that throughout the country. There's, you know, on one hand, probably something, you know, cup competitions that are older or just as old as this cup competition. So massive history. Guys that have won it with a Ben Olsen that's won in the past as a player, and now he wins it as a manager. You know, this means something. This means something to our soccer community. You're telling me that these MLS guys don't want to play in it? It's a massive win for Houston and their community. So we watched that just recently. That's something that needs to be talked about, that this cup is not just for the amateur leagues and it's for the professionals. It should be for everybody. So, you know, this is strange times in the country, strange times. So let's hope that we can get through it and enjoy the cup with what, 8 MLS teams, but this hopefully needs to be brought back into where it was, you know, last year, where it has been for years. So yeah, it's a wonderful, the magic of the cup it's coming right now. It's going to hit us, and we're going to enjoy every second of it. This is exciting stuff for us, man. Exciting stuff.
Well, gentlemen, I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Good luck with your matchup against Michigan Stars, and hopefully it will be a successful one. Good luck, and have a good night once again. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you. You too. Have a good night. That's the owner, Tom Ovidin, and, of course, the head coach, Dan Brower, of Steel City FC in the Pittsburgh area. Now just waiting for my next guest tonight. He is the head coach of Apotheos FC and Johnny Mercado, as we await for him to call in and be a part of it. Apotheos FC, surprisingly, came out of nowhere in the 2023 MPSL Cup playoffs, went all the way to the final, pushed it all the way to the penalty kick shootout against Tulsa, unfortunately fell to Tulsa, but they came out of nowhere. And even though they came out of nowhere and had a run in the MPSL Cup Championship in the playoffs and in the final, they did qualify for the 2024 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And it should be very interesting to see what's going to happen. And it should be interesting to see how this team is going to face a club like the Georgia Lions. Now, at the moment, just came through that Georgia Lions, unfortunately, as I understand it. Now, this is just a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not, but this just came through social media a while ago, about 5 hours ago. That the Georgia Lions might not be playing in the Open Cup due to, from Dan Creel. Georgia Lions have been told they are likely not playing U.S. Open Cup match. The message from a certain agent of Anissa players said may need to be moved in the next week or two to other Anissa USL or MLS Next Pro squads. We'll see what happens there. Still would be a shame if that match does not get played. If it does get moved, I don't know what will happen. But once again, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that, and hopefully they will be able to play their match this week. And once again, that's rumored from Dan Creel. Of course, also added on was from my colleague Carter Krishnire from Beyond the 90. So we'll see what happens moving forward, and hopefully they will be able to play their match in the Open Cup, but we'll see. We'll just have to wait and see what's going to happen, and hopefully they will be able to go out there and play their matchup against Georgia Lions, and that's the hope, obviously, that they do go out there and play Georgia Lions, and that they are going to find a way to get that match played. So we'll wait and see. And hopefully, once again, we'll have Mr. Johnny Mercado, the head coach of Apotheos FC, to be on the club. And it's just, hopefully gets played. That's my hope, that it gets played, that we see these clubs go out there from MPSL and play their opponents in all of the clubs that are in this tournament. They want to get a good fresh start. And listen, if it doesn't get played, then obviously Apotheos will advance to the next round without a problem. But it is a problem. It is a problem. And it would be very, very difficult to have that done. And hopefully things can get fixed up. Like I said, I hope the match does get played for Apotheos, look, they deserve to be in the Open Cup, and hopefully they'll begin in their opening round. If not, then they're going to start in the second round against whoever they're going to be facing in the second round. But hopefully the match does get played. If not, look, then it looks like that's the end of it, and they'll just have to hopefully take on whoever's going to be in the second round. Look, Apotheos deserve to be in the Open Cup, but we'll see what happens. It should be fun, but if it's not going to be fun, then look, it's tough, it's difficult, and we'll just have to wait and see what the situation is going to be. That's all it is. And so, once again, as I've said, if it doesn't get played, then Apotheos will face a second-round opponent automatically. There's nothing you can say or do about it, folks. Sometimes this is what it is. It's not great. It's not fun. But, unfortunately, this is the situation that we have here right now with the club currently. But, you know, in this 2024 season for Apotheos, you know, they're going to be playing some tough competition themselves. And once again, they'll be located in the Southeast Conference. They're going to take on 865 Alliance, Appalachian FC, new team in Bristol Rhythm AFC, Charlottetown Hops FC, Greenville United, and some other teams that are new, like Hickory FC and Port City FC. So it's going to be difficult. It's going to be a difficult conference for them, obviously, for Apotheos FC in the Southeast Conference. But once again, these are the games you got to play and hopefully get into the playoffs and then move forward. So we'll have to wait and see what the situation will be, of course. And once again, it looks like, unfortunately, maybe Apotheos might not play Georgia Lions from the NISA League. And it's tough, remembering what happened with the situation with Rochester New York FC last year. But maybe we have our guest coming on right now, and maybe we do have Mr. Johnny Mercado, head coach of Apotheos FC. How are you, Johnny? Hello? Hello? Johnny, are you there? Are you there, sir? And Johnny Mercado, we are waiting to hear you speak, if you are there. If not, one second. Oh, there we go.
Yes.
Do I hear something?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Johnny, are you there, Johnny?
Yes, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Johnny, for joining the show.
Sorry about that. I don't know what was going on, the connection or something. I'm right here.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Yes,
it's
Johnny
quite
Mercado,
all right.
I'm
it's
right
quite
here.
All right. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you very much, and welcome to the show. If I could just ask you, obviously, it looks like you might be moving on to the next round automatically because Georgia Lions is having issues with player eligibility, it looks like.
Well, look, right now we are just picking it day by day. You know, we have been, myself and Coach Joel, my assistant at Apotheos FC, we have just been kind of just pretty much, you know, we've just been preparing day by day. So whether we play the game, whether we don't play the game, at the end of the day, we're going to be ready for whatever. So, yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic, and I'm very happy to hear that. Just talk about the club's rise last year. I know you just basically just came out of nowhere, and you went all the way to the final. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but still, though, qualifying for the Open Cup in that sense and making it to the MPSL Cup Championship Final, that had to be a fantastic ride, and just amazing what your club was able to do last year.
Yes, of course. So, honestly, I'm gonna have to pass off the torch to Coach Bruno and the team of last year, because what Coach Bruno did last year with Apotheos was absolutely amazing. And this year is the new year, so obviously, we don't really have the same team. We don't have the same players, but at the same time, you know, we are ready to take on any challenge, any opponent, any team, and at the end of the day, we're just ready to compete. So, yes, Apotheos last year, we are so grateful. We understand, but at the same time, it's like it's a new year, it's a new season, it's a new everything. So, we're gonna represent as best as possible. So, yes, I'm gonna leave it at that.
Great, wonderful, great, glad to hear that. What does it mean for you personally when you're the one that's gonna be head coaching this team to the Open Cup for the first time?
Honestly, man, I have about 11, 12 years behind me right now that I want to go crazy, man. I want to go crazy. I want to almost fill in out my experience, my journey, everything. But for now, what I will say is, you know, we've been preparing for the Open Cup. I'm so happy with what we have. Coach Joel is my assistant. Coach Allen is my assistant. You know, last year is last year. It is what it is. And we are ready to just take on, you know, if Georgia Lions happens, it is what it is. But if not, then we are ready to, you know, we're ready for whatever. So, yeah, that's it.
Sure thing. Absolutely. Who on your team should we be focusing on for this upcoming season for the club?
On our team, honestly, we have some veterans on the team. We got guys like Yolo. He's coming from Georgia State. We got guys like Danny Kires. He's coming from Furman University. We got guys. We have a lot of guys on our team that people are gonna look at us at first and just say, you know, who are these guys? Like, what do they have to bring? But you know what? I don't mind that, because on paper is one thing, but you know, our play on the field will be something else. So right now there's no big surprises. There's no big explosions, but you know, we have a team and we're ready to compete.
That's great to hear. That's absolutely fantastic to hear. And hopefully it'll be a nice long run for this club. What memories of the Open Cup do you have playing or as coaching, maybe another team before coming to Apotheos? What magic moments of the Open Cup that you remember that made you go crazy?
Honestly, I never even got to compete in the Open Cup, but I am a native of, you know, Atlanta, Georgia. I am a native. People kind of know who I am. I have competed with the best players out here. Now that I have an assistant coach like Joel, who competed in the Open Cup in the past 2 or 3 years, it's amazing to have people like him on my team, because now we kind of have a better picture of what we are going to go up against. And I'm happy now, man. I'm happy now. Like I said, like, I may be a little old. I know people might think, oh, Coach Johnny is this and that. But like I said, Coach Johnny still got the touch. He's still got something here to provide for the community. It's just a matter of we're going to just come ready for the game on Wednesday, and that's it.
That's it. Well, Johnny, let me just say this. I know, unfortunately, it's a short time, but hopefully I'll have you back on the NPSL Soccer Show to talk more about Apotheos during the season. But thank you very much for calling in anyway. I do appreciate it. Good luck with Apotheos FC in the Open Cup this year. If not playing in an open round game, hopefully the second round will be there for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much, and have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night as well. And that's Johnny Mercado, head coach of Apotheos FC, as we get ready to talk more about some of these clubs in the U.S. Open Cup as we keep on moving forward. and talking about a course once again. More clubs coming in, obviously, big-time clubs coming in from, you know, especially in the state of Texas, you know, how they take care of the Open Cup. And waiting for my next guest to join me tonight is Dustin McCorkle, general manager of Lubbock Matadors, as we are waiting for him to join us tonight. And hopefully we'll see what happens moving on here. And as, you know, Lubbock Matadors will be taking on the Arizona Monsoon in the opening round of the Open Cup. It's going to be fun. And let me just say this. You know, when I get involved in, with the National Premier Soccer League, you know, I always try to do my best to find a way to go into this league and just pay attention to what goes on, you know, whether it's the games, looking at the standings, how the owners are, you know, the coaches and the general managers and how they are reacting to being a part of this league. It's just fantastic to watch. And absolutely fantastic and fun to see. You know, these clubs are in the Lone Star Conference, like, of course, Lubbock Matadors. It is just unbelievable how they have to face these clubs and the amount of clubs that are in their specific conference, like the Lone Star Conference. Obviously, there's Austin United, CF10 Houston. Of course, we all know about the Denton Diablos, that's for sure. FC Brownsville, Fort Worth Vaqueros, Laredo Heat, and West Texas FC. They have always showed why it matters, the sport, especially in Texas, and of course, why the Open Cup. And the Open Cup is just absolutely awesome when you have these clubs fighting for the Open. And all I can say is that I know for a fact these clubs want to show. It's not just Austin FC. It's not just FC Dallas. Not just the Houston Dynamo. But it's also them. It is also them. They want to be involved in it as well. And now joining me is the general manager of the Lubbock Matadors, Dustin McCorkle. Dustin, welcome to the show, and how are you, sir?
Doing wonderful. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So, Dustin, this is Lubbock Matadors, I believe their first ever Open Cup tournament. What is the excitement going through the town of Lubbock? And explain to us how you're feeling as well.
Yeah, it's building up in anticipation for the first ever pro team to come to town. I think there's a ton of people excited. We've already sold 1,500 tickets and anticipate a sellout coming up here in the next couple of days. So really excited about it. We're going to be doing a lot of media starting tomorrow as our players arrive. Coaches got in this evening. So we're just glad that there's some soccer back here in Lubbock.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun time. So talk about your opponent. You're going to be facing the Arizona Monsoon. I believe they're in the in Nissa right now. I believe this is their first ever time in the Open Cup as well. So what's it going to be like to take on a special – you know, your opponent will be debutantes as well. What does that mean for you in the club right now?
Yeah, I think anyone for us at this point, just being able to participate – we just came out of our second ever season, and the fact that we're even getting an invite to the Open Cup already just goes to a testament of the coaching staff, the players that have been here, our fans who continue to relentlessly support us and champion us to wins, especially after last year. I mean, losing one regular season game in the last minute of overtime and making it to the conference championship game. We're excited to host. We're hoping to give them a big time run this week and let them see what Lubbock crowds are all about. I mean, the fans are the best part of our action.
Absolutely. It should be a lot of fun for the fans out there. When you talk to your fellow clubs in your conference, in the Lone Star Conference, obviously we talk about Denton Diablos, Laredo Heat, Fort Worth Vaqueros, you know, them being involved in the Open Cup. Do you talk to them at all about the Open Cup and what you should be prepared for? What do they tell you, or do they just say, yeah, you figure it out for yourself?
No, our conference is tied off the field. I mean, we're competing on the field a lot, and obviously everybody wants to win, but there is a history of some of our other teams making the Open Cup before. It's been fun. We're in a group chat, and most of the ownership has reached out and said, good luck. We're rooting for you. Enjoy the ride, and we're excited to see you guys represent the conference. So, yeah, it's nothing but love, and I think at this point it's about just focusing in this week and obviously some challenges with bringing in players that have never played together and having a short runway to figure all that out. But the best part about this is we got the right coaches in place that have a really great system that are going to get these guys ready and clicking. And I think there's a reason why we averaged 3.5 goals per game last year. And hopefully we'll be seeing a lot of that magic happen again this Thursday night.
Absolutely. So talking about the club, obviously, your coaching staff, have they been preparing for this game as well? Have they been preparing, ready to go, and pulling out all the stops to get into that next round?
Yeah, I think. Listen, we're going to take this one game at a time, and yeah, we've been preparing for a few months now. Coaches have been doing a great job finding the right players, right attitude, and to fit the system, and we're going to see. Obviously, a very short turnaround to get all of it working together. But, yeah, we've been prepping for a while, and we've got players from different parts of the country that may not have played with each other yet, and then we got some that have played with each other for a while. So we'll see what ends up happening. And, like I said, we're going to take this game as serious as we can, and our goal is to go out there and win this game. And we'll see what happens from there to be able to continue on the tournament after Thursday.
Absolutely, and this should be a fun time. What memories do you have of the Open Cup yourself as a fan before being a part of Lubbock Matadors? What do you remember watching certain teams doing certain things? I mean, obviously FC Dallas, Houston Dynamo, at the moment the two MLS clubs have won the Open Cup representing the state of Texas. What memories do you have of some of those clubs or even past amateur clubs that have made runs that represented Texas?
Yeah, I think the biggest connection I've had to the Open Cup previously was I was a former CRO for New Mexico United, and they've obviously had their appearance in the Open Cup. And it's just special to be able to say that, you know, the teams that you might have affiliations with are going to get an opportunity to go put their performance on a bigger stage. I mean, that's the beauty of this, right, is that any team at any point can go out there, and it doesn't matter what league you're affiliated with, but you might go win a few games and be a Cinderella story and be able to just to tie in and showcase the level of sport for towns that may not be as big as a Dallas or a DC or a New York. You know, Lubbock, Texas is special in of its own right. And we're going to get to be able to display that through this experience. And I think our fans are really proud of that. And I know our team is going to be proud to put on the badge and go out there and play hard.
Absolutely. It should be a lot of fun, and it should be exciting. Can't wait for that to happen. So once again, you know, not just the Open Cup, but it's going to be another fun 2024 season in the MPSL. And just to remind some of the fans out there, you know, this is going to be a knock 'em out, drag 'em out conference, isn't it?
You know, I think a lot of this with the expansion teams, we don't really know what we're getting, right? So with us playing Arizona out of the gate, not too sure about what their team and the matchup's going to look like. But I do know what we're going to bring to the table, and it's going to be a lot of grit, a lot of fight, and a lot of great play that's going to be moving and pushing pace and hopefully putting balls in the back of the net. So that's what we're going to be looking to do Thursday night.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. Who should we be expecting the next great players coming through Lubbock right now? Who should we be watching out for?
I think Luke Jones is one. He's been here since year one. He's coming back to play for us in the tournament. Kodai is one of the best defensive backs that we've had. So a lot of fun guys. And then Aaron Asamoah, who played on our team last year, will be here. And he's a great center mid. So being able to watch these guys play, the rest of the team is going to be interesting because they'll be new to Lubbock. But we do have some returners that have been part of the NPSL clubs that know about the Lubbock culture. They're going to be able to come in here and get these guys in the right frame of mind from jump. So really excited about that.
Absolutely. It should be a lot of fun there. And just going on here in Lubbock, or I should ask you this, what's it like working with Hitch?
Oh, man, that guy. No, I'm just kidding. He's one of the best people in the sports business. Love what he does for the sport of soccer. His passion is no one rivals his passion for the game. But his love of people, his love of interaction and support of what we're trying to do with growing the game in this country. I'm just grateful that I've gotten a chance to meet him, be a part of it. And he's brought me into the family and allowed me to help grow the game myself. And it's something that I grew up playing. That I'm super passionate about. So, yeah, he's a man. The guy never any challenge that comes his way, it's always like, what's the solution? And you got to appreciate that nothing ever really gets him down or gets him feeling like he can't accomplish. And being able to work alongside somebody like that, that really inspires you. And I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I know it's going to be an exciting time here in 2024. What's the hope here? I know it's a big run. I know you want to make a big run, obviously, but how far do you think this club can get in the Open Cup, and who do you want to face? I mean, I know there's El Paso, there's San Antonio, and, of course, the three MLS sides in Austin, Dallas, and, of course, Houston, but who's the clubs you really want to face in the next round if you do get them?
Yeah, I mean, if I had the opportunity, I think I'd love to see an Austin United or someone like that come out to Lubbock if we could host an MLS team. I mean, I think that's the dream, right, is let your club get an opportunity to play the biggest and baddest. What's really cool is our supporters group has some connections and ties to the Austin United group. Several of them are, that's their MLS team and that's who they watch. And I think that could provoke some travel from their fans. And I think it would be an amazing time. So yeah, the dream is get to go play the biggest and baddest teams that we can play. And knowing that there's some teams in Texas that are in it, it'd be great to host the MLS team and get to have them here in Lubbock and be able to say that in any year two situation, we got to be able to have an MLS team come play our club. You know, that's the dream.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to see, hopefully that dream gets fulfilled. But anyway, let me just say, Dustin, thank you very much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Good luck to you and the club at Lubbock Matadors to go deep into the Open Cup, hopefully, and good luck in your opponents against your opponents with Arizona Monsoon.
Well, super grateful for your coverage and the invitation to come on. We're super happy to be a part of this and appreciate folks like you who are putting attention on what we're trying to do with our sports. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me tonight. All right. That is Mr. Dustin McCorkle, the general manager of the Lubbock Matadors out of Lubbock, Texas. Fun time. Glad to see him coming on and, we'll talk some more, obviously, about what's going to happen here on the NPSL Soccer Show, the first show of the 2024 season, as we preview these clubs that qualified for the U.S. Open Cup. So it should be fun, it should be exciting, and cannot wait to see what's going to happen moving on. And so next guest will be the head coach of Duluth FC, and Mr. Sean Morgan. And we'll see what's going on here as we wait for Sean Morgan to call in and talk about his club. Now, Duluth FC, obviously. Duluth FC, I remember them a couple of years back when they went into the Open Cup and they hosted the match. I keep forgetting the year it was, but I remember it was a long penalty kick shootout. It was a wild one, a wild one. It was like a 4-4 tie, 4-4 draw through regulation extra time. And then it went to the penalty kick shootout, and Duluth survived it. So it was all I can say is that if we're going to get something like that, if we're going to get ourselves another crazy one from Duluth, then why not? And hopefully it'll be over there. Hopefully it will be over there. Because it's just one of those things where all I can say is this, my friends, this is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be exciting. And I personally cannot wait to see what's going to happen, because it's going to be exciting and tons of fun with the Open Cup. Now, Duluth FC will be taking on Peter Wilt's professional side, Forward Madison, out of USL League One. So it should be exciting. It should be a lot of fun. And hopefully, I think I'm having issues with the phone lines at the moment. I'm trying to get them I know they're trying to call in. I'm probably having some phone issues at the moment. So we'll see what's going on here. Trying to make sure that we have ourselves a good show. Trying to get everyone going here. And hopefully everything is okay here. Once again, just trying to make sure I get their show going on and it makes it clean. And obviously, we'll see what happens here. Hopefully we can get him and call him in. I think I'm having some issues with the phone lines. And hopefully he'll pick up. But obviously we're having some issues here, and hopefully we can get everyone on and talk, and hopefully we'll get some more information here, hopefully, trying to help. Or maybe what I can do is, see here, try that again. Because we want to talk to these people, you know, hopefully get this done as quickly as possible. And if not, then what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to call them myself and just have him on the show through so let's see what I can do here. All right, so let's see if I can just call him through the phone and have the speaker going on, and hopefully we'll have Sean join us right now. Sean Morgan, head coach of Duluth FC. If we can get him on. And we're just waiting for the phone call. Oop. Maybe I called the wrong number. But we'll see here as we move forward. And there we go. Let's see if we have our guest here from Duluth FC. The head coach is Mr. Sean Morgan. Sean, are you there?
I am. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. I apologize about that. I was trying to get you on the show. I guess I'm having some issue with the connection here, but I'm glad you're on. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Sorry about that. I'm not too sure what's going on.
No, and that's probably on my end, so don't worry about it. I'm probably having some phone issues, but hopefully those have been cleared up. But anyway, Duluth FC, Sean, is in the Open Cup for the first time in a long time. How happy are you and all the players getting ready for this Open Cup battle?
Yeah, it's pretty rewarding for the guys that were with us over the course of last season and the season before in some cases to kind of get rewarded in terms of qualifying for the Cup. And yeah, just really looking forward to kind of testing ourselves against Madison and seeing how far we can go if we manage to navigate through the game on Tuesday.
Now, talking about, of course, Madison, you know, they're going to be up for it. Their owner, Peter Wilt, loves the Open Cup. He's, of course, created several professional sides in the Open Cup, and of course currently is with amateur side Chicago House as well. When you're going to face an opponent that is going to be gunning for moving on to the next round, what do you have to do to try to stop them from making those dreams happen?
Yeah, I mean, like obviously Madison are operating at maybe a higher level than what we are in terms of, you know, being USL1 and obviously having a wealth of quality players and been training for longer and for the most part, Duluth FC over the years, we've got always been really, really strong and top heavy with college players. So as far as, you know, getting guys in and preparing for the game, it's a shorter amount of time that we have to do it in than maybe what they have. You know, as a club, we have had a philosophy over the last, you know, 5-6 years whereby we want to play, you know, quality football and attacking football and kind of, you know, this is the perfect place to kind of showcase that or at least attempt to and test yourself against higher opposition. And, you know, over the course of the last week to 10 days, you know, trying to implement that again in a short space of time with the guys that we'll have and then at the same time kind of preparing for what we might come up against. Obviously, there's not too much current footage of Madison to kind of go off. You're kind of looking at maybe, you know, common threads from the 2023 season, and then, you know, they played last night against Tormenta, so you kind of pick that apart as best you can and try and prepare. But yeah, just really looking forward to kind of, you know, testing ourselves against higher opposition, as I said, and trying to showcase ourselves in our own style of play, and at the same time, you know, preparing for what they'll have in store for us in terms of, you know, their philosophy, their style of play, you know, different areas that they're strong and trying to exploit areas where we might see a little bit of weakness.
Yep, absolutely. who on your team should we be looking out for this upcoming season, including in this Open Cup matchup?
Yeah, I mean, we have a number of returning players from last summer. Jake Starling is our captain, has been with Duluth for, I think this will be his fifth year. So, you know, always been a mainstay at the back for us. And then Tom McEnola has picked up a lot of accolades at Division Two at Lake Erie. He'll be with us for the game and hopefully for the summer again, as he was in 2023, probably. The two main guys that we've had, and Tyler Limmer, you know, brings a lot of experience, you know, having been around the MPSL for a number of years now and been with us for two. And we've a couple of other guys that are coming in to kind of lend a hand for the game with a view to the summer as well, that I think will kind of prove themselves as really, really valuable, especially for this game. Like, so Joe Pickering spent, you know, 2 years playing at a really high level at UNC. So, yeah, there's a couple of people to look out for sure. And Zeke Folk, again, been around the MPSL for quite some time, our goalkeeper, and, you know, has tested himself in the off season with, you know, trying to turn that corner and go pro at Richmond and Union Omaha. And unfortunately, it didn't quite work out for him, but we're obviously really glad to have him back. And, you know, there's a number of guys on our team that have been pushing to get opportunities in the pro game, full-time pro, and I think they're really close, and hopefully this will be able to kind of, if we can get a cup run going, it will showcase them in a better light as well, and hopefully there's opportunities down the line.
Absolutely, and hopefully that'll be a big cup run coming in, and you guys will be moving on to the next round. But once again, you'll be on the road. How difficult will that be for your guys, or do you think they are going to be ready for this?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've prepared well over the course of the last week to 10 days. And obviously it's challenging because, you know, as I said, most of the players that we have are coming from different colleges around the country. And you're trying to navigate that with different breaks and obviously rule changes with NCAA and how the Open Cup's been structured this year and last year. But I think we've prepared well. We've done what we can. And, you know, we've got another day. We'll have a light training session tomorrow night and go over some film and a couple of other pieces as well. And you know, it's about five, six hour drive from Duluth to Madison, so it's not too bad. We'll head down tomorrow, kind of try and prepare the best way possible. You know, stretch the legs on Tuesday and then get ready to play on Tuesday evening. And, you know, it might be one thing that we kind of kept in mind too is you know, travel-wise at this level, it can take a lot out of players, and we try and prepare the right way by going down, you know, the day before. And I'm sure Madison will be doing their utmost to get their guys back, you know, to a full fitness, especially after playing in South Georgia, and then traveling back, you know, to play on a Tuesday, and I believe they've got a road game on Saturday too. So prepared well, and you know, now's the time to kind of go and test ourselves and see where we're. See how we stack up.
Absolutely. It should be a lot of fun and it should be exciting. Can't wait to see what's going to happen with Duluth and on the road against Forward Madison FC. All I can say is, Sean, good luck. Hopefully it's a victory for Duluth FC and maybe be a crazy victory like the last time I remember. Crazy 4-4 match and goes into penalties and Duluth moves on to the next round. We'll see what happens then.
Yeah,
thank you for joining me tonight.
I could do without that for sure. So I appreciate the time. Hopefully we're having this conversation in a few weeks again.
Absolutely. Hopefully so. Have a good night. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you as well. That's Mr. Sean Morgan, the head coach of Duluth FC, as they get ready for their Open Cup matchup. And now joining me to finish it all off, he is the general manager of El Farolito. It's Mr. Santiago Lopez joining me once again as his club once again qualifies for the U.S. Open Cup. Santiago, welcome back to the show, and how are you?
Thank you so much for having me again. Yeah, we're doing good. We're excited about Tuesday night.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. I know that for a fact. Let me ask you this. I mean, you've seen it all. You've been a part of, you know, many runs with this club in the Open Cup. This club has been well known to win the championship a long time ago. Obviously, the Bay Area is very, very familiar with Open Cup champions, no matter what level it's at. You know, when they ask you, you know, what is it about this club that makes it so special?
That's a good question. I really don't know if it's a special club. We just know that we're very fortunate to be still involved in the soccer community in the Bay Area. And it's been a club since 85 that it started off just pure fun, and it always became that way. And that's a tradition that, or the value that they imposed on everybody in the club many, many years ago. So we're very, very fortunate to be in a club that we do it for fun and for the passion of the game. So everybody's very, very thrilled to be back in the Open Cup, and different era compared to what it is now to 93, but it's still a very special achievement that they did, all those players and staff. So we admire them very, very much, and we'll never forget about them. That's why it's always, every time we get a chance to be at the Open Cup, we have that in mind, and we want to reach as much as we can.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, last year, if we can just quickly recap, last year you had a big 3-0 victory over Inter San Francisco in extra time. And, of course, the year before that, Inter San Francisco trying to, you know, make a name for themselves in the Open Cup, but they ran into you, and you basically took them down with well, I know it was a hard-fought battle, but still, though, getting those 3 goals in extra time really put you guys on the front foot and moved on to the next round.
Yeah, absolutely. It was we had a huge blow that game. We lost a player for a red card, and it was very tough for the next match, which was Oakland Roots, and we definitely learned our lesson there. We started going down 3-0 within, you know, in the first half. So it was a tough experience, but we learned a lot from it, and we were very aware, and that's why we're here. Very excited for a new opportunity.
Absolutely. And I remember that game, too. I was watching that game. That was a long – I forget where it was. You know where it was. I forgot the name of the place. But still, though, it was very nice. A little bit of a wind here and there, but you can see the bay. You can see the ocean out there on the pitch. It was just a fun time to watch a game like that for you guys to go out there.
Yeah, it was great. And now it's we got matched up to go up north to Portland, and I think it's in my experience is the second time we've ever flown out during Cup. So those funds are very, you know, they're very fun. It makes the group bond very well, and it's great, and hopefully we could create good chemistry there starting in this first trip, and then helping us, you know, continue the NPSL later on to build that group of players.
Absolutely. And it should be a lot of fun. I know I've probably asked you this already the last time you were on the show, but what memories of the Open Cup were dear to you? Not just the recent memories, but, you know, those past teams that you probably followed, whether it be amateur teams, professional teams. What moments like that come to mind for you?
Yeah, definitely. When I was there, when they won the 93 Cup, I remember as a child I was in the plane traveling with everybody. When we landed to the hotel downtown Indianapolis, we spent there one night, the next day, the charter buses, the match. I don't remember the match because I was, I was 8 years old. I was probably running around somewhere, making friends, playing soccer. I just, at the end of the whistle blow, and my dad was looking for me, and he's like, hey, you touched the trophy. And I'm like, okay, great. Touched the trophy. We flew back to San Francisco, and life continued as normal. That's all I remember.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it should be a lot of fun when your guys get out there. You know, as we keep on talking about, you know, for this upcoming season, obviously, El Farolito, once again, is going to be in a very, very difficult conference for the club. You know, that Golden Gate Conference, you're going to be taking on some new blood, absolutely. I think San Ramon FC is the new team that's coming in. You're going to face, of course, California Odyssey, Napa Valley, Oakland SC, Oakland Stompers, and Sacramento Gold. Just tell everyone about this conference and why it's so hard to battle against these opponents.
Yeah, the new member of the conference, we've never played against them, but we know they have a very good and competitive club down in the region. Napa Valley, for sure, they've grown so much. They have amazing players, great coach, great ownership, great venue. It's just super productive and positive for the conference, just the experience for the players and in the crowd. And then Stompers, they have a lot of history here in the Bay Area as well. Sacramento Gold, such a traditional and very serious club over there as well. San Ramon in the region, maybe, you know, nationwide is not known, but San Ramon here is very respected. They've been a club for a long time. They have a great program for girls as well. So they're growing. They will always be very tough in that in the adult level. I remember back then they were very, very competitive, and now I know they have new blood, and then so it's going to be a tough conference for sure.
Now you're going to be taking on the Portland Timbers 2 team, and of course they play in MLS Next Pro. What's your feelings about that? You're going to be facing their 2 team early in the first round. Does it have any significance? Do you feel there'd still be a tough challenge? I mean, these are their players that's probably one step closer to being on that Timbers main roster in MLS. What does that mean for you and your club?
Yeah, it's another game that we have to prepare and adapt to the situation. So it's going to be a beautiful experience for some of our players for the first time playing in a stadium like that, the scenario, everything. It's going to be a great opportunity for them to grow. And it's a good experience as well for those players at Timbers too. There's a lot of young kids, 17 all the way to 23-year-olds, I believe. I don't know the age limit there, but yeah, we know who they are. We know the academy, the culture over there. So we're up against a very, very, very good club, and I think it's great. It's a great opportunity for everybody.
And your head coach for this year, I believe it's the same head coach, or you have someone new going in?
Yeah, we're still the same head coach.
How's he feeling right now? What's the pressure on him right now, facing a team like Portland Timbers 2?
Pressure, always pressure, because you know, all coaches want to win, but it's always a learning experience, and it's just a process. So hopefully, with time, the whole club and the head coach can grow together and take us to a good run.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I know you can't wait to see what's going to happen. How much are you biting, you know, you're just biting your fingernails right now. You probably want them to kick off right now, don't you?
No, actually, I'm okay with maybe 3-4 more days with injuries and stuff like that. So, but it's okay. It's fine.
No, you can say it. It's okay. You can tell me. Listen, yeah. this is your time. You can tell me everything you want to tell me about what's going to happen the next couple of days or so.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're the whole group is very motivated. These trips really do help in the bonding. And yeah, so it's great that we could, as a club, El Farolito, you know, play in another state like that in the Open Cup. It's we're very blessed.
Absolutely, and that's great to hear. Who should we be looking out for on the team for this upcoming season? Which player, if you can tell us, is going to be the next rising star for this club?
There's a lot of them. It all depends on them. They all have the talent to be MVPs for sure. It's just all about the mentality and professionalism. So we're trying to help them out to always maintain that.
No, that's great to hear. Absolutely. And, of course, once again, you're in the San Francisco area of for this club. And, you know, just talking about, of course, a while ago, there was a report, you know, the possibility of maybe putting an actual stadium in downtown San Francisco where the mall is that was emptied. You know, what would have been like if that did come to fruition, that they built a downtown stadium in the middle, in the heart of San Francisco, inside the city? That would have been amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would have been really interesting as well. There's not a lot of space over here, so imagine if they pulled it off correctly. I think that would bring a different, definitely a rivalry in, you know, San Francisco against the Earthquakes. And, yeah, maybe it would have been amazing. You know, we could create a Bay Area Cup and involve those teams. And, you know, that also would be amazing. But, unfortunately, there's just I haven't heard anything about soccer in San Francisco professional. That would have been great.
It definitely would have been. If I can ask you this, just looking at the number of clubs they're entering per state, and California has the most with 16. I mean, I don't think you're shocked by this, but, you know, 16 clubs representing the north and south and east and west of California. What does that mean for you as a Californian to see so many clubs entering in the Open Cup?
I had no idea about that. I imagined because, I don't know, that's a good stat. But, I mean, the weather could help as well. We have great weather. I know the East Coast really battles with weather. I have friends and coaches over there that could tell me they have to play indoor and the facilities are not the big enough to host all these kids or maybe amateur clubs. So it's very difficult for them to work all year. So maybe it has to do with that, because the East Coast is extremely talented and it's growing fast. Probably faster than the West Coast. I have no idea, because there's so many good schools over there. So, yeah, it's great to hear about California.
Absolutely. It's just absolutely fun to hear about that. And hopefully everything will go well for you going into this opening round. And hopefully it'll be a victory for your El Farolito taking on Portland Timbers too. But Santiago, as always, thank you for joining me tonight. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a very good evening and good luck in the opening round of the Open Cup.
Thank you so much. And hopefully talk to you soon.
Hopefully talk to you soon. Have a good night.
Good night.
All right. That's Mr. Santiago Lopez, general manager of El Farolito, as they get ready for the Open Cup. I want to thank my guests tonight, Sonny D'Alessandro of Tulsa Athletics, Gregory Irwin of FC Motown, Blaise Santangelo of Westchester United, Dan Brower and Tom Ovenden of Steel City FC, Johnny Mercado of Pothios FC, Dustin McCorkle of Lubbock Matadors, Sean Morgan of Duluth FC, and Santiago Lopez of El Farolito. This has been the MPSL Soccer Show, U.S. Open Cup Round 1 Preview Show, here on the 40 Scenes Fire American Soccer Show. Thank you for joining me tonight. And as always, please enjoy football. Talk to you tomorrow night. Take care, so long, and bye-bye for now.